My grandparents are in their 80s. They sit at their kitchen table holding hands. My grandmother's skin is blotched brown. You could read these words through her skin. My grandfather is in his bathrobe. He wears a bag which collects feces from the hole in his side. They are holding hands. There's a coffee cup in front of my grandfather. They've lived together more than 50 years. They got married so my mother would be legal. They lost one child, two lived. My grandfather's right hand is bent from the afternoon it was held crushed in a combine. His hips are not his. His were broken, he says, by his father's beatings. Gramps thinks I am my mother. My grandmother knows better, but is learning not to tell him. They farmed a quarter section for 40 years, hoeing onions and beans by hand. They have 10 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. My grandfather started making cradles when my son was born. He finished 7. The pieces for the other 3 sit in the barn, and he will never complete them. My grandmother used to be angry at him about this. We've just finished a lunch of goulash and dumplings, which my grandmother fixed because Gramps likes it. And this is what you do when you wish to please someone you love. Just as you empty the bag of feces, bathe the body, remind the mind what the lightning sky means. They hold hands, my grandparents, and they look at each other with a look that every lover believes she has gotten and given at the height and depth of passion. The look an infant has when first realizing the world, a look whose holiness I strain toward with all I am. They are not angelic. They are human. They are magnificent. They are within each self and each other. Their hearts are beating. Her dry skin rasps against his crippled hand. Perhaps he remembers his touch on her breast the first time. Perhaps not. But I know that in all his confusion, he remembers who this woman is and that they love each other. His world has truly come down to her. And while the edges of her reality still reach beyond this room and this man, still they both see each other now, not as the only person on earth, but the only one who will fit into their eyes. And they are human, and so are their hearts. And their hearts are beating, each tightening against itself, letting loose the singeing scent of iron, the heat of years past and yet to come. Their hearts are beating. It is enough. There is nothing for the heart to yearn for but this. We have no need of angels. Wow.